It's a good morning in paradise. I turned off one setting. I think. I'm not sure it's turned off anymore. I don't know if I can do it at this point. Nope, it's turned off. Okay. Don't really have anything except the Bluetooth recording going here. What? What? Not now. Go away. No, I saved changes. Oh my gosh, this thing's doing all kinds of crazy stuff. It's late at night. I'm coming home from the temple. I'm going to, going home to Tucumcari tonight. It is 10:11 in Texas. It's 9:11 in, depends on who you talk to. It's 9:11 in New Mexico. So I am getting, we're just leaving Muleshoe, Texas on US 84. A road that I've traversed since my childhood. My grandparents lived in Lubbock, Texas, and my parents lived in Clovis, New Mexico for a while, and there was always some driving back and forth. So I'm on a road, like I said earlier. Just in case you forget, you are listening to the Cohen Meanderer. I am Jason Devereaux, and so I'm filling time. Pardon me as I cough. Oh, mercy. Anyway, so I my great grandfather. I was just. Earlier while we were doing tests for the new AAC recorder, AAC codec recordings, which are really small, but they really sound odd. You can tell it's me, I think, but the lower you do the bandwidth, you have to concentrate a little bit to listen, which is, I don't think is an altogether bad thing to have to do. Anyway, so I was just saying this morning during testing, I was sitting at an old abandoned gas station right across from the Clovis Cemetery. And I just had to note that I have many of my family members are buried in the Clovis Cemetery. My great-grandfather I'm trying to remember if my great-great-grandfather's there. I don't know. All on my mother's side. My mother was born in Clovis, New Mexico, which I try to avoid in my travels here. I actually go through Texaco, which is the birthplace of my grandmother. And I could have something to say for the birthplace of my grandfather, Fern Burke. I bought an engine and transmission and a big chunk of drivetrain for my Sandy Mitsubishi Mirage. It was bought in Hollis, Oklahoma, which is the birthplace of my grandfather, Fern Burke. And so I'm constantly surrounded by reminders of family. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing. My mom has her burial plot bought many, many years ago next to her brother, who I never met. He died when my mother was 2 years old. And I never met him, of course. And Donald Glenn Burke, my uncle, and she has her burial plot, I think, right next to him. Very close to my grandmother, on my mom's side, and her parents, anyway, and then they're all buried in Clovis. I have a great aunt and a great uncle who died very young, like practically either in infancy or toddlerhood, who are buried in Texaco, which I'm going to go through here. It is the junction of my bypass that goes north and then toward Tucumcari. So what else do I have to report on that? I can't think of much else. So yeah, my family's got a lot of history here. I've got a lot of background here. And it isn't that I haven't left, but I think the hand of God kind of coaxed me back. I had left to seek more expansive and then more lucrative work, and I accomplished that. Put myself on a whole nother level of income. And then yeah, this is I'd gotten out of this area, and I hadn't intended on coming back at all. Hadn't given it much thought, and had a contract with one employer and got offered another one, and I decided not to take it. And I don't know what really instigated that particularly. My manager, who I really liked, also didn't go with the new contractor. And And I took a job at Cannon Air Force Base. Interestingly enough, I finally have a little bit of freedom of movement around my workspace, and I've been able to reconnect with old friends from previous work, and that was really nice. You know, when you leave places, try not to burn bridges, because you never know when you're gonna cross paths with them again. Can I be honest? In the military contracting world, especially out in kind of the boonies, you're kind of you keep bumping into each other again. And you don't want to have any animosity, any problems. And anyway, and when you're in little places, you know, you don't want to create issues. You want to do favors for each other. Even if you're saying, you know what, I'm going to go and do something else. I'm kind of a butterfly. I go and I, you know, sip some nectar in one place, and then I'll flitter off to another place, sip some more. And I don't really have a sense for some larger plan. I just kind of take what fate presents. Or I don't even know what fate, no, what God presents. Or it's what circumstances come up, you know? Some people will offer you more money. To do something or to do something else. And I made a commitment to myself some 13 years ago that I said that I was going to not push away opportunities, but embrace them. And I am very amazed by the things that have happened. One thing that has happened is I'm making more money now than I ever have previously for my time and things like that. So that just amazes me. I hope I've tried to give good service in all my positions, even if I haven't been there, even if I'm not there for very long, try to leave them in better shape than I came in. And I certainly have done that, I think, everywhere that I've been. You know, Maybe so, maybe not. I don't know. No, no. I have. I have left things in better shape than when I got them. Made some improvements. Absolutely. So, I'm not unhappy with any of those circumstances. But, I think I might go back and listen a little bit to see. I think we were having a little bit of feedback. It was constantly putting what I was saying back into my ear, and I think that presented just a little bit of feedback, and I don't need that personally. So I'm gonna go ahead and stop this particular recording, listen a little bit to it, and then of course I've still got another hour and a half of travel. Now that I am reaching Farwell, Texas, which is just across the border from Texaco, which is the birthplace of my grandmother, the burial place of a great uncle and a great aunt who died in infancy. Golly. What else? I can't think of much else just about Texaco. My great-great. So my great-great-grandparents had a hotel in Texaco, long since torn down and gone, but they had started their business doing that. My great-grandfather I guess he just got the bug for the territory, and he and I don't know if he was older than he came back or he never left. I'm not really sure which way it really went. And he and he decided to get land and ranch. His parents, I think they ended up in Amarillo. Ultimately, that was where both of them passed away. And I don't know if they stayed in, you know, I don't know what they ultimately did, but I didn't get the impression that they became ranchers themselves. It was definitely my great-grandfather's thing. Oh, yeah. And of course, oh mercy. The train has just started coming through here, and I've got to be honest, it's not going fast. It's slowing down. I don't know how long we're going to be stuck here, waiting for this train to pass. But that gives me a good chance to stop this recording and to listen to it and see if it sounds any better than my test recordings, which were okay. But let's see if this one's any better. And so we'll let you go.